The there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Mi alav v'Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkayim kotshoy. Neki chapayim u'valevo v'shalos asol nafshoy v'nishbal avirmo. It says mi alav v'Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkayim kotshoy. So the perek picks the pasuk picks two or three inyanim of emes, I guess. He's not nishbal sheker. He was miki chapayim varlevo. I mean, when you're talking about mi yale bar Hashem u mi yokum koin kotshoy, pashas you're talking about the whole gamut of avodas Hashem. You're talking about, you know, how does a person become a ben aliyah? So there's a lot of milus, a lot of madregas, a lot of inyanim, and this is one of them. Where over here do you get? Why dafka these inyanim? And they all center around on the kud of honesty, yashrus, elochay, whatever you want. The kichapayim ba'levov is and the kichapayim means that he's honest in money. Means that there was no shkua sheker. Say that. I mean, it's a very specific angle. But how does it relate to mi ala ba'ashem yokum kim kotcha? That's another kud. Okay, so let's be misbein a little bit in an inyan that is, it's one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, L'cho Hashem Agdula Agvura Tiferes Vanetzach Vahoyt K'chol Bashmayim Va'oretz L'cho Hashem Amloch L'asayzach V'roish. HaKadosh Baruch has different midas, central midas that he is misyachas to the world with. He has different inyanim that this is his anhaga, and one of those inyanim is called netzach, which means one of two things in Lashon Kodesh. Netzach either means victory over sanim, vanquishing over enemies, nitzachon, or netzach means permanent, forever, and so on. It's interesting, the Maral in the Zakdom of Gevuras, when he speaks about, the Gemara says in Baruchis, L'cho Hashem Agdul Agvur, and so on, the Gemara has different events that happen in, one is Kriyas Yamsuf, one is Mohammed's Arnoin, one is this, one is that, different in Yanim of the way each Midah happened in the Metzias. And the Baal speaks about it in his Akdomatic verse, why each Inyan, why Kriyas Yamsuf is connected this, why Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected that, why Maamar HaSinai is connected this, and he named his farm like that. Gevuras Hashem in connected Yitzias Mitzrayim, and so on. On Netzach, it says, Ma'apolosim shol Rishoyim. Very cloistic. Netzach is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu vanquishes Rishoyim, enemies, Sonim, so on. Doesn't relate to a specific event. It's hard to understand why not. I mean, everything else has a specific event. This is Mohammed's Knan, this is Mohammed's Arnon. There's enough events to go around. I mean, the next part, the next one, is also right an Inyan. Netzach, it's just clearly sticking up Lashon Hashem. But what's interesting is that over there, the word Netzach is in Lashon, being Menatzeach, and the Oivim. That's the way the word Netzach and means. That's where the Maral teaches it. In the Gemara has another, he could tell me how to learn up. And over there, Netzach is connected to Yerushalayim. Hoyd is connected to Mokum HaMikdash, Netzach is connected to Yerushalayim. Hoyd is connected to Beis HaMikdash, Netzach is connected to Yerushalayim. Over there, the Maral says, why? Because Yerushalayim is LeNetzach, and B'meila, that's why, over there the word Netzach means forever, eternal. And the Maral doesn't seem to find any problem in alternating between these two pshatim. I mean, what's the Meshutif? Obviously, if you keep contacting people, you're going to stay around for a long time. But what's the sheet of between the Inyan of Nitzachon? And both of them are true. Both of them, when used on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, are emes. The Gemara says, Kol Mochem, wherever it says Netzach, Oila, Mevoyat, Ein La Hefzik. It's Gemara in Erev. Now, wherever those Lashonis are used, it means there's no Hefzik. It's interesting that L'chura, we would see it differently. If I say that somebody is forever doing something or other, like le'olam, you know, a person, if I tell you this person will always be a doctor, we take the word always to mean that he'll never switch careers at some point, but that there can't be a hefsek within it. That's not the way we understand the word netzach. We understand it that it doesn't terminate, but you can take a sabbatical in the middle. You can take a break in the middle. Chazal say ein la hefsek pashtus means that there are no hefsekes in the middle. It's not only that's forever, but there's no hefsek. It implies both of them. Also interesting, what's the difference between the Lashonos? Since Netzach Olam and Voed all mean forever, where's the difference between the Lashonos? In the Shemus Nadofim, what's the difference? So there's a Ramchal. Ramchal is one of his four Ma'adim. It's a very deep Inyan, very deep Shtickle, very Seidistic Shtickle. The Maral speaks, the Ramchal speaks about the Inyan of Zman. And he says that there's a hanhaga of Zman that we're under. And that hanhaga of Zman is kriveya, that is shinui. There is inyanim of, there's days, there's hours, there's months, there's years. All of these are inyanim of shinuyim that are built into the Bria as such. And the mitzias of Shinui is Zman. That is Zman, as far as we're concerned. It's called Kulay Amarechas of Shinui. The Pasuk, when it says the purpose of the Shemesh and the Yireach, the first thing is they should be Lemoy Adim. Before it even says Lahoyer, it's for my Adim and Oysos, because the primary mitzias of change in the Bria that gives bits and pieces, it, time is linked to the Shemesh and Yireach. So the Mela, the mitzias of Zman, as we understand it, is Zman of bits and pieces. There's another Hanhaga of Zman, he says, the Ramchal, which is in which there is no chiluk of inyanim. And the Zman that we have is an anaf branch of that Zman, but the all-encompassing Zman is a Zman that doesn't get broken up into any parts or pieces. It's and that is the Anhoga that's called Netzach. It's not the Pshat that it's forever. It's the Pshat that no change is held within that Zman. So the Ramchal says the Hanhoga of Lasid Lovoi it's the pshat that the marechas of Zman that we have is going to disappear within the klolius of Zman in the perspective of Netzach. He explains that that's the inyan of the Yom HaDin HaGadol. Everyone asks, there's a Yom HaDin every year. There's a Yom HaDin when a person dies. Fine, when a person dies, at the end. So there's nothing else that happens between when he dies to later. So what's the Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Nora that happens Achas HaYom? So Ramchal says, because the din that we have is always in Zmanim. L'goyim Efchanenu, the Pasuk says. I will be Bodek him moment by moment. Basher Husham is one of the Anhogis of Mishpat. By Yishmael, it says Basher Husham, because Mishpat, within the context of the Metzias that we live, is all in pieces. It's pieces, and you can only be done from the perspective of a moment to another moment. When the Sanhoga Klolius switches, when the Sanhoga Klolius switches from bits and pieces of Zman to the Nitzchius of Zman, to Zman of Nitzchius, so then there's a new din with a whole different perspective. Everything looks very different when it's taken bit by bit, Basheru Sham, or it's taken as one cloud. So it's a whole different world. And B'meila, it's a different Yom HaDin. That's the Yom HaDin HaGadol. And B'meila, he speaks about that, the Hanhaga of the Aleph HaShvi, and so on, that it's L'mayla Min HaZman. L'mayla Min HaZman, meaning there's no Chiluk HaZman. He speaks about it, that there's also the Inyan of Zikaron, he speaks a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, but the Inyan of Zikaron, the Sefer Zikaron, is where the Inyanim are tagged for Mitzchias. Everything has a Mitzchias now, the here and the now, and that's Vasheru Sham of the Midas HaDin by us. Then everything, when everything gets written in a Sefer Zikaron, means that everything has another Mitzchias of Netzach. There comes a time when you open up the Sefer Zikaron and it's read as one book without Chiluk HaZman. That's what is Rambam said also over there. Good. The Malbim says, what's the difference between Olam and Netzach? The Malbim says, Olam is forever in the sense that you have bits and pieces, but the bits and pieces don't end. Netzach means that the thing is not shayach to bits and pieces. La'olam is an infinite series of finite pieces, and Netzach is a thing that's be'etzem infinite. That's why the Malm explains the difference between Netzach and Olam. And that's why Olam could mean a long period of time also. Vavari Olam could mean Yovel, and it's fine. But Masha'in Kei Netzach is means the thing Be'etzem is not open for Chiluk. That's what the Malm explains. Zagapad Nitzin Lemaiden, you have an Hoga V'Kadosh Baruch Hu that's called Netzach, which means that everything he's doing at Kadosh Baruch Hu, besides being done in the bits and pieces that we perceive it as, and that's where it comes out to us, it's part of an Hoga that knows no Chiluk HaZman and Chiluk HaMakom. Yeah, and he speaks about it. Yichus Rochal is very mired on how we perceive some things one way and how it has a different surah in the Hashkafah of Netzach. But that's the point of Netzach. The Mitzias of Netzach is most closely, of the Midas that we're familiar with, it's most closely allied with Emes. We spoke about it a few weeks ago when we were learning the Maral, where he speaks about different kitos that we spoke about, Mitzanim, and so on, Lashon Hara, and Shakranim. We spoke about how each one is Pegim Midas Emes, and one of the Inyanim of Emes is that it's Loikoi. Emes can never have Kiyum. Emes can never have Kiyum, because Kiyum it's because every Sheker is Be'etzem, a broken piece. It's the pshat in Sheker is never, the world of Netzach is Kulei Emes, the world of Sheker is not Shayach to the world of Netzach. Every Sheker is a local statement. It's only nagia at a specific time and place. It's not, the statement is not all encompassing. It's wrong. It stops someplace. There's interesting, there's a Lashon of famous, everybody quotes this. It says, Mayonis HaMechazvim. There's a halacha that for certain tumors you need a mayim, mayim chayim of to be tevil. And there's something called Mayonis HaMechazvim. Springs of water that lie. Mechazvim is to lie, to deceive, deceptive. So the Gemara asks, what's called a mayim HaMechazvim? One says, even if once in 70 years it doesn't run, that's called Mayin HaMechazvim. So it's a pool. It's just a pool that lasts a long time. But if it comes to a stop someplace, then it's not Emes. It's a Mayin HaMechazvim. It belongs to the world of Shekel. The Midah of Emes includes in itself in as much as Netzach is a teichin of emes, it does not allow for shinui. If something changes, if something is flexible in a way that distorts the original union, then it's not emes. It's not shaykh to Netzach, and it belongs, and the mele it's part of Olam of Sheker. The word Yeshura, Yisrael, it says we say every morning that Shemir Avol Shachay Simchos Shasmacha BeKarasa Shmoy Yisrael Yeshurin. Two names that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu, Miroiv Simcha and Ava, was Yisrael and Yeshurin. Yeshurin, in context, it's apparent that the Yisrael over here implies the Yosher, as opposed to Sarisa, but the word Yosher, like Yeshurin. The word Yeshurin and Yosher both mean straight. It doesn't change in any way. Something that's straight means that Shinu is not Chal on its Tzura. That's what the Yosher is, and when Yeshurin is in Loshen Yosher, and Yisrael in this context is also Yosher Kale. It's the Pchina of Yashrus, the Pchina of Mavriach, that it's like something that goes through from beginning to the end. If they are changing, that's the midah, that's the nekuda that was being typed over in Yaakov. The place where that changed, if consistency is emes, Chazal had a bikiris on Yaakov. It says that Esav ledarko hoylich, oiches vazne kelev. Chazal say it's like somebody, there's a sleeping dog, and somebody runs over to the dog and grabs it by its ear and says, please don't bark while I pass through. I mean, just leave the dog alone. He's sleeping and you just keep going. The fact that you go out of your way, you detoured, was a chisaron in whatever, bitochin and emuna, in whatever you want to call it, but there was a distortion in the Tzura of Yaakov, in the fact that he went to Esav. Esav adakra, the Chazal said. Esav is going where he's going. It's not affecting you. You go where you go, and he goes where he goes. The minute that you detour out of the Yashus, if you take a detour out of the Yashus towards Esav, that's a pogam in the Tzura of Yaakov. The tzli on the yereh and the yerech, it's very interesting. A lot of ifanim, the tzli on the yerech is that pogam. When a person walks, even though a normal person when he walks, even though it steps, but the tzuras adam is built that the steps melt into one continuous walk. A person who walks, you don't notice the steps because it's smooth. It flows very smoothly. It's a very, very harmonious gait, and it just goes. A personal alayna limps, it's not like that. It's a step and a stop and a step and a stop and a step and a stop. That's the difference between a personal limps and a personal walks. The tzli al yerechi meant that Yaakov's mahalach, hefzik was chal on the mahalach of Yaakov. And the same thing is true even in the tzura, in the build of the person. It's very interesting. Most of a person's body is mechuber. It's one unit. The bones are connected to each other and tied to each other, and it's mechuber kipshutai. The hands also like that, but the hands are not really one long kaima. The feet of a person are... The bones of the feet are attached like a ball in a socket. It's not a real chibur, but it's a mokum where they're meant to act as one. Even though technically there's a mokum where they're not mechubur, but when things are kitikunai, it acts as if it was one unit. But it's a mokum where there could be chal hefsi. Every other part of the body is shvira. If you break a part of the body, you break a part of it, you cut it. Over here, like a person who's limping, if the joints are out of place, then what the person gets is a limp. So in the Kremas Adam, from top to bottom, if you're looking for Yashus versus Hefsik, the place where the Pegiya will be is over there in the Yerech with the Guf. That's the Metzius. The Bishur Malevi, whatever it was that he was going to Roimi. The Bishur Malevi, it's very interesant, the Socher Chavon, Nois Desha, says a niflidika tzushal of another Chazal, Mamish Meir in Nayim in this Chazal. The Gemara says in Ksubis that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was going, Rabbi Shua ben Levi played around with the Malach HaMavis, and he jumped into Ben Eden live. The kids tried to get him out, and he was nishba that he would not go out. So there was a big tumult, and it says, and they were machit, they said, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was never Mishana b'diburoi, then his shvur would be chal over here. More than that Mishana b'diburoi, I think it says if it was never shoyel al shvur osay. Not only the pshat that he was oivin aveira. If he was never shoyel al shvur osay, if he was never oiker a shvur, then he's going to stay, and this shvur is going to be chal as well. So the pshat was, and inachem kachavi, they were Baidik, and Shur Balevi never ever was Mishana he was never Shoyal Ashbu Osei. His Dibur was Kuli Emes, and Bemela, he stayed in Gan Eden alive. So the Gemara of Nexus. So he said, Rabbi Shur Balevi's Mida was this Mida of Emes that was never Nifsak and never Mishana. And therefore, that was his Gadlus, that was his Mida. When he went to Roimi, the pshat was, there was the same tviya on him as the tviya on Yaakov Avinu. Going to Roimi, it means you're going someplace. You're going Yosher. Why are you detouring out to Roimi? Going to Roimi is a repeat of the same parasha of going to Esau. And on that, Reb Hanina met him as he was leaving Eretz Yisrael, as he crossed out of Eretz Yisrael, to be ma'akim drochay to Roimi, he told him, you're limping just like Yaakov Sabach is limping. I mean, he touched on the same nekuda. He said, you're the amud of Emes and Yashrus and Leishina and Leishishal Bishwase and Leishina B'dipur in the Torah. And the going, changing something you're on Haga, detouring out of the way to go to Esav, is the same kind of like by Yaakov, and then mainly you have the same pagam of the tzliya. That's what he was telling you. Mainly the tushar shalev. There's a lot more. I mean, the fact that it says, the Gemara says that the Luzbeer was emes, people live forever. There's the mida of Rabbi Shur Balevi that he went to Gan Eden Chaim was the mida of emes. There's a lot more to branch out with. But let's stick out on the kudah here. The tviya that to him was is ma'akim drachov, that he changed his mahalach. The midah, when external pressures, you know, the netzach, when a person has sonim, and he tests the person, and they fight him, when the person gives in, or the person loses, that means that he himself had a breaking point. The netzach, when you menatzeach seinim and oivim, the word is because, let's say you take a hard rock, so it stays around, but you try to hit it with something harder, so it breaks. And there's always a value system of which rock is stronger, which rock is weaker. What happens is when it meets something hard, the internal weakness of the thing itself comes out. It falls apart at some point. The midah of netzach v'akadosh baruch hu that is menatzeach oivim in klolius, we're not talking the specific gilui in us, all the other inyanim, Chashem, Agdullah, Vagbura, Vagdeferes, all those inyanim have a specific ilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala Chesed in his greatest form in this place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala Gvura in Mitzrayim. Netzach in the first Havana of Netzach is a Havana of Netzach in the sense because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable, nothing will change on the way there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nitzuach and the Oivim is the result of the permanence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga, of the Mid of Netzach that not Mekabel Shinui. By Shaul HaMelech it says, Shaul HaMelech was supposed to be Leichem HaMolech, what happened was Shmuel HaNavi told him to do something, and he was Mishana the Dvar HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi told him a certain Seder and Yonim you have to do, first wait for me and then the Zevach and then the Muhammad. He saw people getting impatient, so he changed the Seder. When he was Mishana the Dibur, who is Pagim in this Midah. And on that, Shmuel came and told him, Netzach Yisrael lo yishakim. There is no mokim, if there's no mokim for Chaloy Shinui in Malchus Shomayim. And if a person is Mishana something, it's much worse. David HaMelech was Choyte, it was a Chet. It wasn't, and like the Gemara says, David Bishnaim, Volsaloy, Shol Bachasloy, Olsaloy. Because David HaMelech was Chatoyim. It was a personal chet. He had a taiva and he fell through in Gandhi. Okay, so that has a tikkun and that has tshuva. He suffered in Gandhi. Shaul was me'akim the emes of the Dvar Hashem. He took the Dvar Hashem and said, well, we have to apply it a little bit differently. We have to apply it in change a little bit the Seder. So then the pshat is he's mafsik the midah of Netzach. And midah can I get midah. If Netzach Solo Yeshaka, if you paid him the Mid of Netzach, then your children lost, then the Melucha was Nifsak. The Gemara says, whenever you place a Kedula on someone, you place it for Loyal Azari La'ilam, because that's the Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Dvar of our Emes V'Kayim La'ad. And when you paid him in that Mid, and especially if you paid him in the Mid of Netzach, and Netzach Solo Yeshaka, what do you mean you're going to change it? This time of hunger is going to be a little bit differently. When he's taken on that, then b'meila his malchus lost the kud of netzach, and it was nifsach. That was the zeluma of that. This two in two inyanim, this inyan is relevant. The Kozhentse says on the president Magnus, one of the gedolim of Chassidus, he says on the miyale b'har Hashem u'miyochin u'koyin kodshoy. He says the teretz nikiy, the pasuk is not. The pasuk is not asking miyale b'har Hashem. The pasuk is saying there's a miyale b'har Hashem, and then there's a miyochem b'mkayim kodshei. Going up to Har Hashem, there's a lot of different drachim. Say that. That's the aliyah has a lot of midas that you can be oyla through chesed, through this, through that. But then there's a second shaila. The shaila is, but there are a lot of oylim l'har Hashem, but there are very few yochem b'mkayim kodshei. Where and how is the midah of Yochum Chal on the people of Elohar Hashem? How do you stay there? And on that the Pasuk answers that the midah of not being Mishana, the midah of being we're not being Mishana in the Shvua, not being Mishana in the Diburah, the Kikhapayim, the inyonim of Emes and Yosha are the midas that are Mafkia, give the person the Kim of the Har Hashem. The whole, I mean, the Metzius always is that a person, what kills a person's Avoida is the Shina that's Halan. It's like it flows with the tide, and the Zman has a lot to do with it. Even when everything is perfect, there's different Zmanim. There's a Zman of Yemir Pagvi, there's man of this, there's man of that, there's man of that. That's Kitikunoi. And the fact where a person is living under a Marechas is man is v'chol nashayach to him, so it certainly is Afro. And if a person has to understand that Avoida has a kiyum only, the miyokum kohen kotshoi is only as much as the person is not shaykh to that mareches zman. A person is not shaykh whether it's Sunday or it's a Friday, or it's this yom ha'pagah or that nashim ha'pagah, or this or that. All those inyanim are inyanim that are at the etzem afkof ma'avoda. What difference does it make? I remember I once, sometimes an interesting memory. I was a kid. I was in high school and I was somewhere in New York, and it was in the middle of July, probably. It was very hot. The city was deserted. It was humid. The air conditioning wasn't in yet. Everything was listless. Everything looked dead and wilted and deserted. And I davened shachris with Moshe and my thing was davening in shiva there. There was no air conditioning, and everything was like at sort of the doldrums. And I looked at Shmoneh, I looked at his davening. It wasn't any different. The same. He didn't daven this life. He davened with a freshness, but the same exact way as if it was cheshven, if it was this time, that time, another time. It seemed almost that he had no shaykhis to this man around, to the listlessness, to the laziness, to the humidity, to the heat, to the people. It was the same thing. It was the same Rebbeinu Shalom, the same davening, the same person. The soyd for any type of becoming somebody is this chalos mitzvah, because or else there's a miyala, and then there's an afila again. And if the second or third or fourth time person falls, a person has to understand that when his mood is affected by zman, by circumstance, that itself is a hafkor from any type of getting someplace. And a person has to be oimid on himself, and especially when the environment has that destructiveness to it, that there's always things and a seid of zman and a b'chol mufka from anything that we have shaykhs to any value of Yiddishkeit. And a person has to understand that the avoda, the only time there's a yokum u'chayim kotshei, is if the person is misalaf from it. That's one inyan that's very relevant and we have to work on it. There's a second in the Kuta, much deeper and much finer. Reb Simcha Zisman Kelm says it, Chachma Musa. He says a dava nifla ad ma'oid. Again, it's a very fine Kuta. Any person who's a bar seichel, a bal nefesh, is nene from Chachma. A person sits and thinks about Tvarim shel Chachma, shel Amkus. There's a good feeling about it, and definitely it's a much, much finer, pleasure than a physical pleasure. How does a person mafkin himself? Where does a person is nefesh kaveya? What is the superiority of chokhmas al yikizim and chokhmas al teira over every other chokhma? Where is a person mafkin? This has a time of chokhma. This has a time of chokhma. This has amkus. This has amkus. Where is the nafkimina between the two? So Zichel says, a person's, whatever his seichel's taifis, that's what he is. When a person is taifis, all chachma of this world is limited to etzim, the mashal. I mean, in math, in geometry, you have different systems that are equally valid, different geometries that can be equally valid. A person is oimid on a chachma of psychology. It's limited to a certain group of people, a certain mahalach, a certain tkufa. By definition, every chachma that's chitzay is always limited because it came from a person who's limited. It came from circumstance. It's a description of a world of circumstance. That's what it is. So there might be another world where things are different. A person says a certain klal that seems to be true. And you say, there's a dvar chachma to it. The person was taifis a klal that's true about people. Yes, emes. But there is no way, since the person thought about is limited, and be'etzim limited, since the scope of inyanim, even if the person covered every single person in the world, but it's possible there could be people that work differently. Those klolim of emes that those klolim of chachma are all not netzach. They're all under zman, totally in zman in makom, and that's it. Torah is given from the makor of netzach. Torah is emes and netzach. Whatever a person is oimed in Torah, those nekudas are emes in every possible way. What frustrates a person, a person's chukah to learn philosophy, is that a person wants to understand what's right, what's wrong, what's the world about. A person is yaganit, and then someone comes along and slugs it up. Fine, so you rebuild it. You answer the problems, or you reformulate them. Someone else comes as a horror. At some point it becomes nimbus, and you get a feeling that you'll never get to the end. Torah is the pshat, certainly it doesn't stop at any point. Certainly there's a question and answer, and always there's a mahalach of hamok and avana. The answers don't come packaged in packages. It is forever, but the person knows that the yesod is emes netzach. It's like the difference. If you hear a svara from somebody who's stam a person, you have a kasha, and it's a shlog up the svara. If the yisayid is real kirek, the yisayid, you muchisach because you have a feeling of yisayid is emes, and you're trying to understand it. The difference in tam for a person who's a bal nefesh and a bal chachma, the difference in tam of chachma between chachma of oilam and chachma of chitzin, chachma to chachma of teir and chachma of netzach, is this nekuda. When a person is oimed on a kud of Torah, he was oimed on emes. He may not completely understand it. He may not understand how it applies to every single oifin, every single katinza, and where and but that the person has something that's netzach mitzachim, that's his, and it's a tahayma difference. A person gets tired of chachmas that don't give a kriyas and don't give. They're always nubal, they're always changing. It's the pshat because you're not oimed on the emes that you saw was a piece of emes to chokhmah that's netzach on the earth. So when we're being misamik in the midas of Yaakov, and the true, and Klal Yisrael shtolz achavek in the midas of Yaakov, the mid of emes in Yaakov expresses itself in netzach in two ways. It's the pshat that the mitzah, the penimius hanyanim, it's netzah. Whatever a person is aimed in Torah, whatever a person learns in Torah, the ideas of mine and yours, I mean, take meruba, take something that's right. The understanding, every person who's a bal nefesh wants to understand what's right and what's wrong, what's mine and what's yours, what's property, what's Gzela, that a person knows that the inyanim that he's learning are the emes lanetzach. When a person is misyayish from it, it's no longer his. That's a shtik netzach. That is a klal that's mavriach from Bereishis Bar Elokim to the seif of the Elef Asiri. That klal will always remain, and it'll remain true be'etzem. And when a person and if he had it before, when it was bisuros the yaday, it's not going to be his. It will be his. Every single piece of that is a piece of emes, mi seifer la mat seifer la. It's not good for a certain time and place and society. It's because be'etzim that's the way it is. It's a murder to the hair. People like learning things that are real and forever. And a person loses a time and things that a person reads a newspaper, at some point it becomes nimitz. Because it's never, it's always changing, this way, that way, the other way. It's not, there's nothing here worth seeing because none of it is true in any sense. It's tomorrow like this, today like that, today after like that. It's there's no tefis of emes. As a person gets a certain cheshik for it, a person lashes on this. And mitzad chitzenius, a person's choice, mitzad the mit of Yaakov, a person has the ability to free himself from the mahalach of zman. That's regoyim, that's broken in pieces, and everything that happens drags him up, drags him down. He's yala bar Hashem and yoyrit, yala and yoyrit, and b'meila, it's nothing. It's just a lot of hard work, and the person is the same place we started from. In as much as the person's nefesh is shaykh to the chutz, and it's Mareches Zman, that's what will happen. The Yaakov Avinu was Mashushmas, the Mi Yokum Ben Kohen Kotshoi, the Yalo Bar Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash is Chorv, but Yerushalayim, the reason why Yerushalayim is Netzach, and the Mokum HaMikdash is Hoyd, Mokum HaMikdash is Hoyd, maybe we'll speak some other time about it, but the Yerushalayim is the Pshat, the basis, Ke'ilu, the mountain to the bias is like the feet to the Guf. The basis for the bias, Yerushalayim is a har, it's on which the Beis HaMikdash stands. Just like the Guf rests on the feet. The Maila of the har is, it's Nitzchius. The Beis HaMikdash could become Chorv. Yerushalayim stays. Yerushalayim doesn't become Chorv. It's because the Mida that's inherent in Yerushalayim is Netzach. Beis HaMikdash is a different Maila. And in Netzach, the permanence, the immutability, the fact that no matter what happens on the outside, the Romans could be pounding away, they could be burning, they could be plowing, whatever they want to do, but the thing remains anyway. The Messias, the cap of Avodah, Avram and Yitzchak's Avodah have a hefsek. Yaakov's is where Klal Yisrael built from. The Sherish HaShoshim that Avodah is the Midas HaNetzach that's torn in Emes, that it's shayach to the Zman, it's not this Chalak Pergur, it's shayach to the Zman, that's Kokol in Itzchias, and that's where it curses Oymed on the Netzach Yisrael Yishan.